Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, we're right here live with the Jaguar Zone. I am your host, Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for joining us this week. Appreciate Blog Talk Radio and, of course, Impact Media allowing us to come on every other week currently and talk about the Jaguars. Not a whole lot I'm going to get into, just update you on a few things. We're doing a special edition show tonight because there is so much going on in the league. Wanted to get to some of that because some of you guys have asked about covering some of that thing. So you don't have to wait till next week. I totally understand. Have no problem with it. We're definitely going to get to some stuff later on. Following Jaguar Zone will be a special edition end zone. Feel free to join us. Of course, right now you're either listening in by clicking on those links that we sent out just a few seconds ago, or, of course, you can always call 347-826-7448. Again, that number is 347-826-7448. Or 8 to be a part of the show. We do take calls, suggestions, questions. You just want to, you know, ask us what we ate for dinner. That's fine. But, of course, I do want to hit some of the Jaguar stuff. And then I do want to go over kind of a roster battle here in a minute. But first, I just want to hit on some news and notes real quick. The Jaguars have it's called the Jaguars Black Program. It's two new seating option plans. Pretty much, there are going to be several four-person tables right outside the Bud Light Party Zone. We all know where that's at. And, of course, there are going to be 4 8-person chalets, which are fun little bungalow-type rooms. You'll see them. On the Terrace Suite Deck, which is on the south end, of course. This is just Shad Khan making it one of the must-go destinations to come see a game. Whether you're a Jaguars fan or not, of course, we all are. But in case you're not and you have to be in town, come on by and see all the awesome seating arrangements that we can have. Definitely want to look into those. The other thing I wanted to get to was some of the Fan Zone updates. In the next few shows, we're going to have a bunch of different of you guys on. As our featured guest, you know, we had Jason from the Teal Street Hooligans on a couple of weeks ago. We've had Brett from them as well. We got a few other guys that are going to be on sometime soon. We'll know more when we know more about that. We'll let you guys know. Definitely some things I want to get to. The 2015 training camp practice schedules actually came out. All you really need to know about that are the few things that are coming up. You can go to Jaguars.com for more. There are practices, of course, the Mandarin High School practice scrimmage game, and, of course, the actual scrimmage that's going to be coming up, right before preseason, really. That's your last chance to see a lot of guys right before final cut. And the schedule, like I said, is on Jaguars.com. That's where I got the information. That's where you get the information. It's where we all get the information. And, of course, there is the Get in the Game contest coming up, and what that basically is you go to jaguars.com. At some point you think I'd plug all this, but jaguars.com, no, they're not a sponsor of this show, although they could be. We can tell you more about that during the break. The Get in the Game contest, basically, if you would like to be on the field during the home preseason games when the starting lineups are called out, you fill out a little bit of information, pretty much name, number, I think house address. I think they ask you if you want information on tickets, you know, just some of the basics there, and then, you know, they're going to pick so many winners, and you and a friend get to stand down there on the field as your favorite players come out. Sounds like a pretty easy contest, right? It is. That's all you really do there. You just go fill out all the stuff. A lot of amazing stuff going on there. Shad Khan really knows what he's doing. And through his connections, he's just making things happen. We'll see about the development of the rest of the stuff as far as that. You know, the harbor area and all that kind of stuff. But I did want to go over some news and notes about some of the players here as we look over the roster. Apparently, so far, from what I've heard, the battle for the center position between second-year man Luke Bolenko and, of course, Stefan Wisniewski that they brought over from Oakland. I believe he was a Raider. That's what my producer's telling me. I'm pretty sure he's a Raider. A few people are saying maybe not. But either way, the battle here is that Wisniewski is not only good across the entire line, but he's a solid center. He does have 5 years of experience over Boenko's two currently. But past that, Boenko is he's slightly taller, but Wisniewski's a little heavier. For the most part, these guys are pretty even. We'll have to see who wins this particular battle. It's kind of hard to say. Wisniewski's the new guy, but Boenko's been in the system for a couple years. I don't know. Either one of these guys I'm good with for sure. If I had to make a pick, I think I'd go with the veteran, Wisniewski, right now, let Boenko really get adjusted to the league, even though it's his, he's had 2 years' experience. But either way, it's hard for me to pick. I'm just picking for the sake of picking one here. Either Stefan or Luke would be a good pickup. Another position battle I want to really talk about, and I'm just going to kind of go over some of these guys because there are a lot of corners on this team. Tommy Campbell, Aaron Colvin, Dwayne Gratz, Jeremy Harris, Devon House, Demetrius McCray, Rashad Reynolds, and Peyton Thompson. And, of course, the guy I want to focus on a little bit here, former UGA and Auburn quarterback. He's a rookie in the league. One, Nick Marshall. You guys remember Nick Marshall? He was kind of unceremoniously, not really kicked out, but asked to leave the UGA program after some hiccups. And they weren't really character issues, I think. I want to say it was marijuana even. In no way am I saying Nick Marshall is into drugs or anything like that, but I feel like it was something really minor. But UGA is pretty strict about the way they want to do things. They asked Nick to leave. Nick said, "That's fine. I understand. I accept it." He was a big boy about it. Goes over to Auburn, ends up starting there. I thought he was a great quarterback over there. But part of the reason that UGA had him as a corner, he wanted to be a quarterback. And Mark Rick said, "No, you're going to be a corner." So when he went to Auburn, he told them, "I want to be a quarterback." And they said, "That's fine. He's a good enough athlete, he could do either." But he's always been a better corner than quarterback. He's a great athlete. And he's currently on this roster. I think he could probably – he may not be a starter by the front of this because he's been a little out of the loop as far as he's played quarterback for a year. But as far as I'm looking at it here, I mean, I would say he could easily grab one of the reserve spots. As far as who I think is going to be the starting corners, I think Dwayne Gratz has got one of them. After that, I would say probably either Rashad Reynolds or Peyton Thomas would probably have the other starting spot, although Aaron Colvin could technically have the other one too. But, I mean, it's hard to go wrong here. And they got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 currently. They will probably keep 6 or 7 of them and probably put one on a practice squad. So, you know, one of these guys could be available for somebody else. But we're not worried about anybody else right now. We're talking about the Jaguars. But I did want to throw that little news note out there about Nick Marshall, and good for you, Nick. At 6'1", 210, great athlete. He's a tall corner. Most corners are about 5'10", somewhere in there. So anytime you get a corner that's over 6 foot, that's a plus. So maybe that'll help you out, Nick. Look forward to seeing you on the field. And, of course, if you are listening, thanks for listening. Would love to have you on. We're not hard to find. We don't have to talk about UGA.
It's funny because it's true.
That's true. You got it exactly right, Homer. I appreciate that. The other position I wanted to go over was the... Yeah, you guys have asked that there happens to be two kickers currently on the roster, to which I said I wouldn't worry about it too much. A lot of people carry two and three kickers early on, all the way up to the last cut, because a lot of times you don't want your main kicker kicking all the time and wearing himself out. So, you know, Scobie's job is not really up in the air, unless for some reason he just starts blowing a bunch of kicks, but he's never done it before, and I'm pretty sure he'll never blow them anyway. So, Scobie's fine. He's going to be around. But Jason Myers, he's actually been in the league for about a year out of Marist. He's a pretty good kicker. I'll give him that. And he's pretty accurate. Still young in the league, but, hey, it's all about accuracy here, accuracy and power. And Jason's going to do good throughout the summer. He's going to kick a lot in the preseason. And when the season starts, he'll be the first guy on the list in case something ever, God forbid, happens to Josh Scobie. But Scobes, we all know nothing's going to happen. We're all good. I'm not jinxing you. I'm knocking on wood as we speak. I don't know if you can hear it. But regardless, Scobie's going to be fine. But I just wanted to kind of air that out real quick because a lot of people were a little worried. Don't worry about Josh Scobie. It's all good. But that was just a few of the positions I wanted to go over real quickly. Remember to check Jaguars.com for all your Jaguars news notes and, of course, a lot of the articles that go a little more in-depth than the things we talk about sometimes. Sometimes they don't. Either way, Jaguars.com for all that stuff. And on the other side of the break, I'm going to jump into some NFL stuff. But Jeremy the Impact York right here on Jaguar Zone. We'll see you at the other side of the break.
Contact us at freeendzone@gmail.com for more info and to get started today. Let us help you grow your business.
And that's right, our new awesome theme song. Appreciate the work there, EP. Welcome to a special edition End Zone, following Jaguars on there. We'll talk you up with all the news and notes in the Jaguar world. Not a lot going on, which is a good thing. With all the things we're about to talk about, be glad that none of your players are involved in it. Of course, as we said, there's going to be updates on some suspensions. We're going to talk a little PEDs. We're going to talk new venue, and of course we're going to talk about the dangers of fireworks. Apparently some adults or some players in the league missed this particular lesson. But we will get to that right here in a second. First, I want to update on the suspension of Antonio Gates. I think I was a little quick to judge on this. And I can't remember my exact reaction, but as a 35-year-old veteran of this league, you know, I thought it was a little crazy that he would get popped. But the more I thought about it, the more I talked to other people I get it. I mean, it's not, he's not Alex Rodriguez, who supposedly started using enhanced stuff, you know, into, you know, when he was like 26 or 28, apparently. I don't know. A-Rod, I haven't seen the evidence personally myself, and I don't know all the details, so I'm just throwing that out there, not saying you did or didn't. But, you know, Antonio Gates, he's 35. He knows he still needs maybe a little edge, you know. Testosterone levels aren't always as high as when you're younger, or you know, your body breaks down a lot easier as you get older. These kind of things, I understand. He's trying to just stay on for another couple of years. He's trying to stay at that competitive level he was at. It's a little harder to do. It's you know, it's why if your grandfather suddenly decides to start drinking 5-hour energy drinks because it helps him stay more alert when he's typing up reports. Hey, you know. It is what it is, and he knew his mistake. He owned up to it. In all honesty, a lot of people talked about, well, what if we, you know, what if we set an age? What if we said, hey, if you're 33 or younger, don't do them. Or if you're 34 or older, that we really won't test for them because we understand why. They know what they do to their body, and they know the kind of stuff they go through. But you know, Antonio Gates is trying to hang on to the back end of a Hall of Fame career. I don't blame him. He did it. He got caught. He's going to serve his penalty. They're going to be fine. So you know, if you want to badger Phillip Rivers and Danny Woodhead and all those guys about what happens, then that's on you. But as far as I'm concerned, Antonio, you were doing what you had to do. More power to you. Appreciate you just owning up to it as well and not trying to sugarcoat it or hide it. But good luck to you and the Chargers this year for sure. I wanted to talk about yeah, we'll get to those updates here in a second. I want to discuss why in the world we have two NFL players. You can't figure out that when you light an explosive, it's a pretty good idea to not keep it in your hand. I mean, how hard is that? How hard is that? I mean, I don't get it. We had two different people, Jason Pierre-Paul of the Giants and Tampa Bay's C.J. Wilson, who are now missing digits on their hand. I'm not sure which hand. Missing digits. That's fingers, by the way. Because some sort of firework-related accident, which tells me it was in their hand when it went off. Were my parents the only one who said, if you're going to light a firework, put it on the ground or put it in a secured tube or something, light it and get away from it? I know things mishap and things misfire all the time. But come on, you're supposed to be a grown adult by the time you get, and I understand you may be in your 20s or you may be just out of high school pretty much as far as being in the NFL, but as much money as these guys make, whether it's league minimum or not, league minimum is still a ridiculous amount of money. I just don't understand why they're the ones lighting them. Jamal Anderson of the Falcons had a tweet last night. I retweeted it. I hope you guys saw it. It was pretty funny, but it was true. He said, note to self, hire someone to light fireworks. How hard is that? I mean, how hard is that, really? But, no, they didn't want to do that, so... You know, I'm glad they're okay and everything, but Jason Pierre-Paul's situation is just ridiculous, for one. Apparently, according to medical reports that somehow ESPN were able to get a hold of, he had one finger amputated and nerve damage to a couple of the others, according to what they're saying. And the Giants officials, this happened on, like, Friday or Saturday, last Friday or last Saturday, and by Wednesday, they just sent the officials back home. They, at no point did Jason Pierre-Paul's people want the Giants in there, and they tried to make it seem like it was rights related, because technically he's a Giant, but he's not a Giant. And what I mean by that, is they franchise tagged him. Well, he hasn't signed the franchise tag, which technically means they have exclusive rights to him, but so far we don't know how much he's getting paid. And he can hold out for as long as he wants, because what's probably going to happen is as soon as he signs it, they're going to put him on the non-football related injury list, which is going to pretty much mean he's going to sit out at least the first 6 games. And that's going to cost him money, because that means they don't have to pay him. So probably what if he thinks he's going to be ready by the start of the season, by game two. If he thinks he's going to be ready by game two, then he's going to sign the franchise tag right after game one, which he can do. I think he can hold out almost pretty much, I think, into most of the season. I'll have to look that up. But I mean, it's such a ridiculous situation. For one, I'm not going to say you shouldn't play with fireworks, but if you're a high-paid celebrity, if you're a high-profile celebrity, even if you're not getting paid what you think you are, playing with fireworks, come on, guys. Sure, it's fun. Sure, it just become legal in states like Georgia and a handful of others. But let other people do that. I mean, because Pierre-Paul's going to probably still be able to play and have a career. But from what I'm hearing about T.J. Wilson in Tampa is he lost 2 fingers in a firework accident, and there's a pretty good chance his career is done. He can't play anymore. Can't play anymore. Your entire career because of a firework. It's just, I don't know, it just doesn't make any sense to me. And I wanted to tell you guys about it and wanted to weigh in a little bit like this. It's just goofy. Like, just beyond goofy. And we're going to take one more break here. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about a new venue that the NFL is going to be holding games in. And I think you guys are going to really enjoy it. And it gives me a chance to shout out to one of my favorite writers across the pond. So we'll get to that here in a second on the other side of the break. Appreciate you joining us here on the special edition End Zone. We'll be right back.
Jeremy, the Impact York from End Zone here. Would you or your business like to advertise with End Zone? It's easier than you think. With many packages available, we've got the perfect deal to help you promote your business to a whole new audience. All you have to do is contact us at 3endzone@gmail.com for more info and to get started today. Let us help you grow your business. Hi, Jeremy the Impact York here from Mellow Mushroom. Are you looking for a great family-friendly restaurant with food that is great and healthy? Drop by the Mellow Mushroom. They use the freshest ingredients to make everything on their amazing menu. Pizzas, calzones, salads, and more, plus daily drink specials. Go to mellowmushroom.com to find the location nearest you.
Thank you.
Tennis Rat, we're back here on the special edition End Zone. I am Jeremy the Impact York. But you guys know that. I do want to talk about the new NFL venue. And the new NFL venue is going to be in over across the pond. And by across the pond, I mean in jolly old England. And I do want to give a special shout out to Jeremy Wilson of the Daily Telegraph over in over there in the UK. Great article, by the way. But in his article, the Tottenham Hotspurs, otherwise known as the Spurs to the soccer community, they play in the English Premier League or the Barclays, the Barclays League, which is what it's called now. It's where, you know, a couple of the NFL owners, you know, Tampa Bay owner, also the, they also have Manchester United, Man U, of course, and I believe Shad Khan of the Jaguars has Everton, or he has one of those, one of them. I have to look that up as well. But the Tottenham Hotspurs, they had a pretty good season this year, and they're building a new stadium. And in building this new stadium, they have struck a deal with the NFL that there will be two NFL games a year played in that stadium for the next 10 years, a total of 20 games. This place, it'll hold 61,000. They'll actually mark off about 5,000 of the lower seats for the football, so the football part of it can actually fit in there correctly. But you're really not losing a whole lot. You don't really want to. You can't be as close as it is anyway. It wouldn't be a good seat. The fun thing about this is it's going to have a retractable field. Not a retractable roof, retractable field, because a lot of times when these teams go over to England to play, they played in Wembley Stadium, I believe. And football cleats and soccer cleats have different effects on turf and grass. So in order to keep both intact, they're going to have a retractable field. So at one point, they're going to have one field. You got to, you know, take both your hands and put them over each other right now. Just have one, like, floating over the other. We're doing it here in the studio. It looks really funny for all the people walking by. Hi, people. Now, let's say the top one, I don't know exactly the configuration. I got to go back and look at it. But let's say the top one is the soccer field. Well, that's fine. Let's say Tottenham plays. Let's say Tottenham goes all the way to the championship. Does really have another great season like they did this year. Okay, well, now it's time for, I don't know, the Patriots and Broncos, two random teams. I have no idea if those teams are going to play over there or not this year or next year. We'll have to find out. Let's say they're going to play. So take your top hand and move it away. That's basically what they're going to do with this retractable field. I think this is some awesome technology, just super awesome technology. And the fact that it's Tottenham makes kind of a small fan of them, so it makes me more excited about it. They're a good organization. They're currently doing pretty well. They got a great fan base. And it's another place to play in England. That means more teams can go over there and play, and we can grow the brand. That's what we want to do. We want to grow the brand. We currently don't want a team over there yet. I actually think, Mexico or Canada would be a good shot for an expansion team or for a team to move, but that's a completely different discussion. But, for more on that, of course, like I said, you can follow Jeremy Wilson on Twitter at JW Telegraph, and or of course you can always go to telegraph.co.uk/sport and see a lot of his other articles and hear from him as well. Shout out to Jeremy for the article, definitely appreciate it, and I enjoyed reading it. So You have the good work, Jeremy, but that's going to do it for me tonight. Appreciate you joining us on a special edition End Zone. Like I said, there's a few things I wanted to address there, and I didn't want to wait till next Thursday because by then it'll kind of be old news. But hoping to have Coach Reggie back with us next week for the End Zone Falcon Zone Super Pro Football Show. Thanks for joining us on the special edition End Zone Jaguar Zone Special Edition Football Show.
We'll see you guys next week.